This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The heat in Denver hit a record high for the date yesterday. The National Weather Service in Boulder reported a 99-degree high at about 2 p.m. at Denver International Airport. And Colorado Springs tied a record high temperature yesterday of 93 degrees. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says that matches a temperature set in 2003, 2019, and 2020. Through the week, southern Colorado will continue to see temperatures at or above what's typical for this time of year, though the agency says we should cool off a little bit by the end of the week. Colorado's unemployment rate increased slightly last month compared to June. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports on the latest data from the state's Labor Department.
The number of unemployed Colorado residents grew by more than 3,000 people last month. At the same time, the number of people employed remained unchanged from June to July. 68% of Coloradans are participating in the state's labor force. That's slightly higher than the national average. And Coloradans, on average, make almost $36 an hour, $2 more an hour compared to people elsewhere in the United States. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Two former police officers charged in the death of Aurora resident Elijah McClain now face one less charge. The Attorney General's office dropped a sentence enhancer against Jason Rosenblatt and Randy Raudima. The two officers were second on the scene the night McClain was forcibly arrested by Aurora police, put in chokeholds, and then given ketamine. Trials for all of them are scheduled to start this fall. Rosenblatt and Raudima still face criminally negligent homicide and reckless manslaughter charges. This is CPR News and KRCC. While Colorado Springs continues to be warm the rest of the week, Denver will see highs in the mid to upper 90s.